a popular Outcast production.
Being sick sucks.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Being sick is awful. Sucks. Bill's mom has been calling it... I'm sorry. Bill's mom has been calling it the corn flu. I'm not even sure what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Anyway.
Huh. I got it from AJ. He got it from...
Ew.
I don't know how.
Meh.
He only has it... He only ever gets sick for like a day and then he's done and... I'm hoping it'll go away
It's
tomorrow.
All those vegetables.
Yeah. I'm hoping it'll go away tomorrow.
That's what I hear.
It was just broccoli, the most deadly vegetable of all.
Mm-hmm.
What is that from?
The Simpsons. I think it was a Treehouse of Horror episode. Mm. Homer chokes on a piece of broccoli and dies. And then Dr. Hibbert lectures Marge.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Lauren, you seem quiet.
I seem quiet.
She's sick, dude.
No, I know, but quiet.
Quiet, oh. Quiet. She's also not like... Up on the mic.
Up on the mic.
Up on
what?
Oh.
Is that better?
Yeah. My depth perception is weird here.
Get up on it.
Welcome to the Popular Outcast Podcast. Oh, wait.
I'm Mike.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Bill.
And I helped.
No, we're girls on girls.
Yes, you are.
But you should probably know that because, I mean,
you did download.
You chose to listen to this.
You're choosing.
And we thank you for your choice.
You're choosing correctly, in my humble opinion.
And we'd introduce our guest, but nobody cares. I'm kidding. I love you.
Is Bill really even a guest at this point? He's been on this so much. I think he's just kind of like an infrequent host.
Yeah, I just hang. I'm an honorary girl. Yeah. I've been like that since I was 9.
I do. That's true. I do introduce you as my boyfriend, my best friend, and my gay friend.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But gay and girls aren't the same.
Yeah, no.
No, but yeah.
That's no, but yeah. I'll be gay and a woman. Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Your lesbian friend.
I am a lesbian.
He is a feminist.
Exactly.
Not that the two are related.
All right.
I'm putting
an end to this conversation right now.
Really
no, wait. Let's see who we can offend. No, I'm not
playing this game.
No, me neither. We're cutting this all out.
Okay. No, we're not.
Welcome
to
the Popular Outcast Podcast.
Take two.
I'm Mike.
Anyway.
Fuck that.
Speaking of Popular Outcasts, I really wanted to be there next recording, but we found ourselves to be sitter challenged.
Because
I have not seen your guest in a very long time and wanted to spend some time with your guest in addition to just eating with her.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed out that...
Are we not allowed to say the guest's name?
If you want to.
Beth Meisenhelder. She was on episodes ago. One of the first guests.
Yeah, one of. Yeah.
She's a guest who has breasts.
She is. Yep. She falls into the same category as Heather and Janaea and
you.
Me.
Kelsey.
And Kelsey. How did I forget Kelsey was on? She was just on.
Yeah.
God, I'm the worst.
I'm trying to think of who else might have been.
Speaking of Kelsey, the day we're recording this is Kelsey's birthday.
That's right.
So I know you won't hear this until Tuesday or later. I don't know when you listen, but happy birthday, Kelsey.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kelsey.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
listen?
Shield brother.
Sometimes.
No. Kelsey, listen to this episode.
How would she know?
It's been a long week.
Oh my God, I hate you, actually. I was in the middle of taking a sip. You're the worst.
Soda through the nose.
It's been a long week, so I'm eating a Frosty.
And it's got LSD in it.
Oh, man. That'd be awesome.
Oh.
I would punch you and take that from you if that was true.
Right?
I wish it had.
You wouldn't have to punch her. You could just yell at her and it would have the same effect if she's on acid.
Just talk really loudly. Yeah. She'll just drop the cup and cover her ears.
No! It's the Metatron!
Metatron.
You would know, Bill. You crazy person. Crazy hippie.
Please, with the insults. Drugs. Don't be insulting.
Oh my god, I forgot his name.
Who?
His name's Bill. He's right
no,
here.
No.
Curtis Armstrong?
No. The Metatron. Professor Snape. Alan
Rickman.
Yes.
Alan Rickman.
Damn it.
I used to be in love with him.
Oh my god, I still am.
Join the club.
Really? I thought I was the only weirdo.
Oh god, no.
That voice. That voice.
There is a whole lot of
Hans
women.
Gruber.
It was from Sense and Sensibility was when I first liked him.
Oh, shit.
I never saw that. Had too many senses in it.
Not enough sensibility.
I really no sensibility. Want to get the horrifying a bunch of classic novels, and one of them is Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got this like Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean looking guy on the front. He's got like full on like octopus face.
I was gonna get that. That's from the same guy as
I don't think it's the same guy with Abraham Lincoln and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
I think it's the same publisher.
I think so.
I don't know if it's the same person. Like
the vampire
it's like
little
the very
woman?
Similar artwork.
Yeah.
I have that.
Is that good?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Which one?
I would imagine that you would have to read the other ones in order to.
Oh, I've read Little Women.
No, I know, but I haven't, and I'm stupid and don't read books anymore. Because
in order to read any of those books, I've been forcing myself to read the originals. So I've slowly been buying the originals, which you can get at
Ollie's,
Amazon,
anywhere.
Yeah,
you can get on Amazon.
You can also get most of those through the iBooks app on your iPad for free, because a lot of them are public domain now.
I have a Kindle, so I've been getting them on the
You also
Kindle
have an iPad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And a Kindle app.
I prefer paper books.
We like technology.
I do like paper books. Actually, what I was about to say is you can get them for like $3.99 at the bookstore at the mall. Million.
Yeah. I saw those. Yeah. They range in price from like $3 to $5.
Yeah.
Can we just support some local business with some sense and
We don't have a local bookstore, do we?
We do.
That sells us, do we? In Seals Grove.
DJ Ernst used books in downtown Seals Grove.
Right.
And apparently we just missed something fucking hilarious.
You'll hear it.
I say Sense and Sensibility.
And I said Sense and
Psilocybin.
Yeah. It didn't work out very well.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was the joke or not, but...
No, my bad.
Yeah. I don't know if he has any copies of Sense and Sensibility or any of the other... He has to have copies of classic books. I go raid his outdoor book sale every summer because he's got like paperbacks for like 50 cents each.
Yeah, I'll normally go there too. He is one of the reasons why this summer Bill's mom is going to help me build an bookshelf.
Nice.
Like a...
Like into the wall.
Into the wall. Nice. Yeah.
Kind of like the one we have in our living room, but better because you're...
Building it?
The house that Pop-Up built.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's just that like...
Yeah, we're taking out
the
a window.
Shelves are like 2 feet deep, but like they actually... like only go about a foot deep. It's weird. There's so much like extra space because the way Jeff's grandfather built it, it's like this super deep thing because it's covering up I think like pipes and wires and shit instead of putting them in the wall like, you know, you fucking do.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
you might need to get at them later.
But yeah,
I'm making excuses
that's
for
probably
a man
what
I've
he was
like
thinking.
Super deep, but then the bookshelf starts like a foot in, and
I get it. I live
weird.
In a totally rigged.
Oh yeah!
House.
Oh my god!
Our walls are 3 feet deep because I don't know what's in them.
I definitely want to. I want to build a house, and I mean like. Anybody who's been 12 at one point or another has thought about this too, but like Webster's house where he had like the secret stairwell and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm talking about literally every, like there's just walkways between
you want to build the Winchester house.
Yeah.
We do actually want to, I want to talk to your mom about building a bookshelf onto our door to the sun porch.
Oh, whose idea was that?
That was yours.
Okay,
I know it was
you.
Yours.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
I think it would be cool because then it'll look like a secret passage.
Yeah, you should extend it like all the way behind the door that comes in. That way,
I would love to. We'd have to move the heater though, but we And I don't know where we'd put the heater.
That's fine.
I'm also going to
We could like build above the heater.
I'm also going to buy an old school bus and bury it in the backyard, so we have a enclose it in concrete. And we have a bunker.
You got to get a bunch of them and line them all up.
That's
end to end.
Such a great idea.
Somebody's done that.
Somebody
before.
Has done yeah. that, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like.
Did
the
you
best
see
idea
Doomsday Bunkers? Ever.
I think it's on that show, maybe.
No.
I don't think it. So, no.
I have no idea.
It's, I'm telling you, one of these days you guys are going to learn having me on a microphone.
I don't care. So
I just started talking about crazy shit.
No, it's fine.
This is fine, Bill.
Okay.
What I was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Okay. So, Doomsday Bunkers. They build, like... The guy actually builds them. It's his profession. He has a business where he builds them for people. And they're like up to $1 million.
Huh.
And they look like... Some
I feel
of them
like
look
that's
like
pretty
houses.
Cheap for a bunker.
They're delicious. That is. Have you tried it?
No.
It's really good.
Bunkers are delicious.
Bunkers are delicious.
Oh, yeah. I bought some Sam Adams the other day. It's blackberry wheat.
Blackberry wheat beer.
Yeah.
She snuck booze into the home.
It's pretty delicious.
What into do you know? It.
But anyway, yeah, Doomsday Bunkers, it's really interesting.
I think those Earth ships cost a lot of money to make, too.
I thought it said Wilbur, and I was like, why is your beer named Wilbur?
was one on it that was so fucking crazy that he wanted one where if anybody would try to get into it, they would be destroyed.
Destroyed!
The guy had the... He thought that the end of the world was going to happen and then there wouldn't be any electricity. So the entire thing had to be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. So he made this medieval rack that would come down, that would swing.
Mm.
If you tried to come in, it had spikes on it. Mm-hmm. You just let go of the rack.
Booby traps.
Yeah, basically. Oh, and then if that didn't catch him, then he had a propane tank hooked up and it would shoot flames across the stairwell, and then if that didn't work, it was like a 2-inch reinforced bulletproof door.
Did this guy have two sets of knight's armor that were holding axes right. that would swing at you as
you step on the wrong tile and get shot with a poison dart.
No, but he did have 4 kids that he taught how to shoot from the second story windows of his house.
Jehovah starts with an
if anybody would come towards
Indiana
them.
Jones. He'll get in.
Yeah. They had they all had hideouts and places to meet around their property and shit. This guy was prepared.
I want to be his friend.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. Shit goes down. That's the guy. Yeah.
I could learn something.
We're in the middle of farmland in Pennsylvania. Shit's not going to go down
here.
Yeah,
this isn't the place that...
No, and everybody around here has guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the type of place where everybody's going to be like, I'm not going to mess around over there because they're all crazy.
This is the place in Zombieland where they were going through the cars and they were like, God, I love hillbillies.
Yeah, exactly.
We're those people. We're the ones that they love and are thankful for.
Yep.
Yep.
I like being a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, I like the
I like the space.
I like the Walmart. No, I'm just kidding.
I have not been in the Walmart for, oh my God, I can't even tell you how long.
I was in one recently because despite the fact that she knows I don't shop at Walmart, my mom got me Walmart gift cards.
My mom
for
does
Christmas.
That stuff
but...
too. My mom loves Walmart. And I'm like, dude, stop.
Stop it.
Both my parents work for Walmart.
Oy.
Yeah.
So the discount can't be beat, but.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Did you guys read that they just passed a new drug to come out to the public that is 10 times stronger than oxycodone or something?
No, that's ridiculous.
Percocet.
That's crazy.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It's straight hydrocodone.
Why would they do that?
Because the FDA are a bunch of douchebags.
Right.
Can you believe that?
That's insane.
It's a little nuts.
10 times stronger than I think either Vicodin or Percocet.
Why do they need something?
Why do they? Answer me that.
Why don't they just start using heroin again?
Yeah.
They're getting
there.
Just
straight up opiates.
They're getting... it's the strongest opiate ever to be released. And did you also know that the United States is the... consumes 99% of the world's hydrocodone?
I believe that because we're all addicted to pain pills.
82% of the world's opiates in general.
That makes sense.
Huh.
Now that kind of makes you wonder why there's soldiers are over there guarding those poppy fields, huh?
Yeah. end, or
there was an episode of Torchwood, or well, an entire series of Torchwood that I've been watching recently. The one, I think it's called The World Ends.
Sure, we'll go with it.
But it's the one where nobody dies. Basically, the beginning, they begin it with a guy who is on death row, and they try to kill him by lethal injection, and he doesn't die. And then after that, nobody dies. For like weeks, nobody dies. So then, like, the government has to figure out ways to like deal with this, because even if you blow up somebody with a bomb, they are still alive. They are still conscious and can still think.
Weird.
Yeah.
Do they like heal if they get injured? Or are they just like
they
zombies?
Can kind of heal. But it's very slow.
Did they record this series before that Children of Earth where everybody died?
It's after.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Are they different people, or is Jack Harkness still in it?
Still Jack Harkness. Weird. But
Captain Jack.
But yeah, part of it, the reason I brought it up was because I'm only halfway through it, so I don't know how it ends. But they find out that the company that may have started it may have something to do with the reason that people are not dying is stocking up on painkillers. Like, they have warehouses and warehouses of just painkillers. Like, they were prepared for it, or they were ready for it, or something.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Weird.
So, the government's, we're all going to be alive.
Maybe that's real, yeah. Well, maybe I mean, like, we are living and then, longer and longer and longer and longer.
And then they basically...
We aren't. Like, the average, like, the, what do they call it? Life expectancy has gone up, but that's because the infant mortality rate has gone
way down. Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking
about. People 100 years ago lived just as long as they did today, but babies had a higher incidence of dying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So life expectancy was like 55.
Right.
And now it's like 80.
I think
I have no idea.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that like I can't remember where I heard this from. Some podcast.
Probably Jeff. I know he's talked about this more than once.
Yeah, maybe. Did he ever talk about Neanderthal? Like, how they basically were in the, like, they...
Was that on Serving Ice? Was that when you were on Serving Ice?
Oh, no, I was talking about, like, that had something... That was...
Okay.
That was more about, like, how they weren't, you know, they were more animal than people. But,
Sure.
But the infant mortality rate, like, the average age of a Neanderthal was, like, around 37, but their infant mortality rate was so high.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I mean, probably, like... 8 out of 10 died.
Yeah.
So, like, before they hit, like, 1. Because, I mean, they're saber-toothed tigers, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you're running from a tiger. What are you going to throw?
There was no medicine or, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Keeping babies alive.
I think what's going to happen in the future, for us, we're going to end up living forever because we're going to figure out how to project consciousness into another body.
Already working on that.
Yeah.
Well, people are doing it into computers now.
Yeah. So rich people.
They've implanted false memories into mice.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Fucked up, son.
Yeah.
Nope.
And they're also cloning or creating woolly mammoths again.
They're trying that again. I thought they couldn't because, like, the DNA was too, like, frozen and shit.
I hope.
Pretty sure that they're working on it in Russia. Like,
that's crazy.
An actual, like, woolly mammoth farm.
I hope that happens.
And they're thinking about, like, trying it with other extinct animals, like that Tasmanian tiger and dodo bird and all that crap.
They just have to get their hands on viable DNA.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
That's a really... Let's just make some shit that's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is...
pigeons or carrier pigeons, those things, too. The ones that were, like...
Yeah.
They were, like... hundreds of billions of them covering the freaking planet, and they're completely extinct.
Whatever happened to them anyway? Why did they become extinct?
Because their feathers were really pretty, and people killed them like crazy.
Holy shit.
I'm sure they ate them too.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh yeah.
I think one of the biggest roadblocks is finding a species that's close enough to it to actually gestate the embryos.
Yeah.
Same problem they had in Jurassic Park, if memory serves.
I thought they laid.
I don't know.
I was like, wait, but are reptiles different because they're egg-laying? Like,
maybe I'm thinking about like a real actual Am I thinking about like one of those like dinosaur shows where they're talking about like trying to breed dinosaurs and they were using chickens?
Maybe.
I have no
idea. Is that like real?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it sounds familiar.
You probably heard it when you were falling asleep.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the National Geographic shows you watched
on Alex Jones.
Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, Alex Jones. The helicopters are circling. I've got the documents right here.
Because that seems like something he might talk about is they're bringing dinosaurs back.
Yep. They're going to attack our families.
It's the new level of biological warfare.
Yeah.
It's fucking dinosaurs.
They're going to get the dinosaurs and they're going to come and kill all the straight white people. That's what he's afraid of.
Speaking of dinosaurs, did you guys watch any of the Bill Nye versus Ken Ham debate?
Oh,
no. I didn't watch it. I heard about it.
I've watched it like three times.
My God.
Can I have
it? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing what creationists actually think. I can't even fathom people actually believing that. Like, the Earth is only 6,000 years old. The Earth,
and there's
the
no
planet, is only 6,000 years old.
Yeah. That doesn't even...
Straight because it's only in the Bible. Like, what...
It's I don't know. I'm dumbfounded.
I mean, I kind of admire people who can follow something so blindly.
I know,
but it's like,
how do you have
no
that kind of faith in,
like,
oh my God.
It's science, man. Science,
yeah, like all of the evidence points.
Well, the devil put it there to confuse us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He put it there to confuse us. Yeah, billions of people think in this idea. But the devil must
the
be.
The devil put dinosaur
well, he's
bones
convincing.
There to confuse us.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's so funny.
Hmm.
I just don't
he
care.
Knows what he's doing.
I guess. But I love Bill Nye so much.
Oh my God, he's so great.
He's
oh man.
He really is.
He's the science guy.
Yeah. Bridge. Bill. Bill Nye. President Obama and Neil deGrasse Tyson taking a selfie together.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
so
I know.
And then Neil deGrasse Tyson is reviving the Cosmos series.
Got
he's taken over for Carl Sagan.
Yeah, it's for tonight.
Rest in peace.
Yep. Got it set
tonight.
Yep. I'm also recording a new show that's starting called Resurrection. Did you guys hear anything about it?
I heard somebody complaining on Facebook that they would have to make a choice between watching Cosmos and Resurrection.
That's why you have a DVR, man. You record both.
Right.
Well, the whole thing with
Cosmos... And that's why the internet exists, too.
Yeah, well,
too.
The whole thing with Cosmos is that there's a big push online for people to watch it live because of the fact that, like, DVR doesn't count as far as, like... It doesn't count as much as, like, actual live viewing for the ratings. So, and they're trying to make sure that it stays online.
But, I mean, if people... Like, I'm sure... It's on PBS, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure PBS is going to stream it on the website later, and they could take the hits from that. But
they
I
had
mean,
better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, dude, Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the...
I'm so sad that I was not able to see him when he was at Bucknell
I know.
A couple months ago.
Yeah,
I can't believe nobody told me.
I didn't know about it either.
I didn't hear about it until the
day
of.
It was at the end of January, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was like the 27th. It was like the last Sunday of January.
He came over. We chilled.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Karaoke.
You
we karaoke. Yeah. Yeah, you
it
were
was
at work.
While I was at
it's
work.
What you get for working so much.
Yeah. You could have called out.
Yeah,
I'm sick.
You could be sick.
Yeah. That's why I can't be sick.
Achoo. I'm sick. Did you guys know that sneezing, the noise that we make when we sneeze, is actually cultural?
Yes,
deaf
I knew
people
that.
Don't sneeze, or deaf people don't make noises when they sneeze because, or the same noises as.
I was gonna say like, I had deaf neighbors. Noise. They make noise when they sneeze, but it's just like shouting. They don't have the English
the
cultural
achoo. Yeah,
yeah.
When Ashley sneezes, it sounds like she says chicken.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like when people
and when
sneeze,
I sneeze
and it just sounds like they squeak.
I normally do.
Goes
the
like,
little...
yeah.
Achoo!
Mine's just a freaking loud achoo.
Mine's normally like a chugga.
Yeah, a chugga. A chugga.
No, mine are super loud. It's like, achoo!
Yeah. I sneeze as loud
and
as
I
can.
Scare the pants off of Jeff. I get heart attacks on the regular.
Aw.
It's fine. It's fine.
He hasn't died yet.
No. From not yet. Not that
Thank
I'm aware of.
Goodness.
He is at the movie theater with our child right now. Ooh. God bless him.
What are they watching?
Lego Movie.
Yeah.
Again?
Cool. Yeah, we went to see it on Valentine's Day with a couple of his friends. And
on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And she did well seeing Frozen with his parents, so he decided he was going to take
awesome.
Her tonight. And I was like, yeah, good fucking luck doing it alone.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What ifs?
I mean, if he brought the straps and stuff, then just kidding. you guys don't do that.
He did take extra pants and underpants, though.
You should. Always.
Yeah. It was so weird watching.
I still do.
Yeah, I do, too.
Oh my God.
You never know.
I babysat for a friend the other day.
Might be a really good scene.
And it was so weird having somebody send, like, a responsible
mother. I was wondering
mother.
Where that child came from. I had never seen that child before.
Just the street.
Oh, yeah.
Just the street.
Yeah.
A street urchin.
Yeah, like, that was one of my friend's
there's
kids.
There's a small, dark-haired child. Where did you get that, Ashley?
That's better than what Paul thought. Paul walked through the kitchen and was like, hi, Elena? And I was like, Elena is a pasty white girl with
red hair,
looks just like me, and she's also about a year younger than this one. And he's like, oh, right.
Well, at least he knew it was, you know, a human.
Small female human child.
Right.
Must be your niece?
Elena,
nope, not
you're
my niece.
Getting so big so quick.
And your hair got darker, and your skin did too. No. Yeah, I watched For My One Friend at work.
How does anybody sit in this chair? Seriously, it's like the hottest in the world.
It's really?
Right next to the fridge.
Yeah. I'm getting heat flashes from the fridge.
Go ahead and crack the window if you need to, Mang.
I'm all right.
All right.
Get nice and sweaty. Sweaty.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
Welcome to the delicious dish.
I have no idea what you guys...
It was an SNL sketch. It was Anna Gasteyer and Molly Shannon did like a public radio show called The Delicious Dish, and they talked very quiet and monotone. And one of their frequent guests was Mike Schwede, played by Alec Baldwin, who made these little ball-shaped like pastry treats, and he called them Schwede balls.
Yes.
And running gags ensued from there, you know. Your balls feel so good in my mouth.
not as good as Colonel Angus.
Nothing will ever be as good as Christopher Walken and Colonel Angus.
No, that was just...
That was the high point of SNL.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Christopher Walken's on SNL.
Oh, Jesus.
More cowbell!
Yeah. That dude.
I would not slip you, Mickey.
Would you care for some champagne? Yeah. Fucking love it.
Oh.
Speaking of Alec Baldwin.
Oh, God.
Team America was on the other day.
That's awesome.
Seriously, that fucking movie.
It's cool. No one came unplugged. It's fine.
I laugh
knocking shit over
nonstop throughout that whole fucking movie.
Yeah, that movie's just great.
Like
it's good time.
I can't stop.
No, it's genius.
I know what I did.
Matt Damon.
Those Stones and Parkers.
Yeah.
Are that, too that goddamn
shit,
brilliant.
Yeah, that shit is funny.
That
oh my God. The whole time. I'm crying just the whole time.
Is anybody going to eat this cake?
I'm going to have some.
I don't think anybody wanted to cut it on mic.
Yeah.
And have table noise jostling.
Yeah.
I'm just staring at this for half an hour now, and I'm like, why is there a cake here? You don't need to pause it for that.
All right, fine. I was going to pause it so you could cut it a piece of cake.
No, I don't actually want to cut it. I don't know why it's bothering me.
Shut up, Ashley.
You're literally worse than Hitler.
Literally.
Literally.
Am I Hitler-ish?
You're very Hitler-ish. I don't think I've ever told you guys about that.
Well, what?
There was a guy who came into my work the one day, and I offered him a warranty on his video game discs. And he said, no, I don't. In case they get scratched or whatever, you get a year, bring
That's
them back
understandable.
In. So,
Hitler didn't want to insure his discs.
Yeah, I said to him, I was like, do you want to put the 1-year warranty on them in case they get ringed, scratched, or... I normally say, because I'm clever, I say ring, scratch, or attacked by Sasquatch.
Okay.
And typically people go...
Yeah, Sasquatch.
And, yeah. he was like, no, I'm cool. I'm really Hitlerish with my games. And I was like, you literally just wanted to say Hitler today. Like, that was the only reason. That yeah. doesn't
what
mean
does it even
anything.
Mean?
It was his word of the day on his calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Hitler-ish. It was Hitlerish.
Nailed it.
What if it was something else like that, but he misread it, and he right. read it as like horticulture or something. He just read it real quick. Hitlerish. Okay.
I'll I'm quite the thing. Horticulturalist when it comes to my games.
When it comes to my games, what does that even?
Well, I don't know.
That would mean more, I think, somehow.
God, I don't know.
I use the phrase "I'm being a Nazi about something."
Well, yeah, but that makes a little bit like yeah, because when you're saying I'm being a Nazi, like when people say, you know, he's a real Nazi about this or whatever. Yeah, that's saying like you're strict.
Right.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, sadly, that's...
Bad analogy, that's, yeah, but...
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there were many more strict people than the Nazis.
You don't kill anybody in the process.
Right.
<though.
laughs> But like, to be like, I'm Hitlerish with my game. Like, Hitler was not known for, like, you know, his treatment of his collectibles. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't...
Not that we're aware of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never read Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
So.
There's nothing... I've read it several times.
I do.
Yeah. I've read Mein Kampf several times. There's nothing in there that says that he had, you know, like, that he made sure that he took the tarnish off of his silver every third Tuesday or something, you know? I didn't read Mein Kampf, but it's funny to say that.
I read it 3 times. What?
Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with someone who thought that it was a conspiracy that Hitler didn't actually kill as many Jews as they claimed that.
Oh, yeah. People think that.
Holocaust deniers.
Yeah. People think that, like, for real. That
I'm like,
I don't get
that. Wait, what? And they're like, well, I mean, he killed some. I mean, yeah. Okay, what about the, like, mass graves? Well, there wasn't nearly as many dead people that they found that they claim to have died. And I'm right. like, that's because they fucking burned everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you, yeah, like,
you
it's like,
you,
all right,
you know,
yeah,
there's records
no
of this
way.
Shit, right?
Yeah. No way he actually could have killed.
I mean, the Nazis actually were really good at taking records of
yeah.
how many people they killed.
Yeah. They yeah. recorded.
They recorded it.
Everybody who came into their camps. Maybe not people they
Jeez.
Shot in the streets or anything, but,
yeah. right.
you know.
Like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, they like tried like experimentation on them. That's in
Which
the freaking records
was
too.
Awful, but
it was helpful.
It
yeah.
was so good for medical science.
Which is I the know. Worst thing to
I know.
Yeah. yeah.
But those I mean, human trials put us so far ahead.
I mean, thanks, but maybe try it different next time.
Yeah.
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 Good thing we
maybe don't
knocked
do that.
That shit off.
Yeah.
yeah. Maybe stop that.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's true. We don't even know about it. No, America yeah. fucking knows
The
everything.
CIA has got people up there right now.
That would have been bad if somebody would have texted me. My phone was on.
Just kidding. Nobody texts me.
Do you guys believe in aliens?
Of course.
I do.
Legitimately.
I do. Yeah, I do not I do. Believe that we are the only planet in the entire universe that
there's
has life.
No, yeah, there's no
However,
way.
Have they visited here? It's unlikely.
I always say this. Like, with all the stuff that we're getting back from Mars, you know they found bacteria on Mars, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it's life on another planet. Like,
yeah.
it doesn't get... And so if there's two planets in our solar
they
system...
They also found, like, bacteria in, like, a meteorite or something
yeah.
a while ago, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so, I mean, like... Okay, now we're 2 for 8. Is Pluto a planet anymore?
Pluto.
What about all
Pluto's a planet again, isn't it?
Out yeah. of our solar system.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
No, Pluto's not a planet
and
anymore.
We only know of, like, the ones that we can see. Like, they just discovered... a planetoid that rotates in the asteroid belt.
Yeah.
And like there might be stuff between Mercury and the sun, but it's too bright. We can't see.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that would be too close to the sun anyway. For
yeah. I mean,
nothing would
but,
live there.
No, that's not true.
Nothing that we can conceive of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I was thinking more of planets that we could inhabit.
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
there are other ones.
Oh
there,
yeah.
Yeah.
We've other
solar systems.
Yeah.
And,
we found
galaxies.
Very similar.
See, I watched too much
Earth.
Ancient Aliens, so I'm
oh my
like,
god,
I'm, you know,
what's real, what's not.
I know, I just yeah. don't know.
That guy's hair is real.
Unbelievable.
Hilly.
Oh, shit.
There's like a hair on my microphone that keeps tickling my nose. Where are you?
This Maybe Aaron Dews left it there.
What?
You don't remember that?
No, for you got me for a second though. I was like, you went Aaron Dews in the studio?
I fucking wish.
Oh my god, you guys need to have the fucking the
we
kids
do we do
sometime.
Absolutely,
we should have the kids
and I feel
on.
Bad referring to them as kids because I mean I think they're all at least 18 now.
Yeah,
they're
I
technically
think
adults.
I'm sorry guys, but you're kids.
You're
we
kids
like
to
you.
Us
yeah
but you're they're, you're the kids.
It's a term of endearment,
if
not
you're
of
young enough to actually be my kid, then you're a kid.
Yeah.
There you are you go. Not young enough to be mine.
They're definitely young enough to be mine.
Yeah.
Wow.
God. Isn't that weird? I could have an 18-year-old kid.
Jesus.
I could have a 20-year-old kid.
God.
And yet you don't
I want
any.
I could have a 21-year-old kid.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I could. If yeah. I was 15 when
well,
I
Well, that's it for me.
People do that?
Yeah. If I had gotten pregnant with my first boyfriend, I could have a kid that is half my age right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jiminy crickets!
Yes.
It's fucked up, man.
Right? I didn't. Glad I didn't. What
oh,
was
life.
That noise?
That just turn those speakers off, please.
Mine would only
Wait.
Be six.
The oh. little blue light speakers.
Wait, how do I?
All the way down.
All the way?
Or the other way.
So oh, there we there go. It wasn't clicking. All right.
Yeah, it's a clicker.
Speaking of kids, like, yeah, watching Brielle.
Yeah, we got off that
yeah.
topic
it
for
it reiterated the fact that, God, I do not want kids.
Yep.
Yep.
You
and
sure
that is
don't.
That is exactly what I said to Bill. I was like, he's like, so how's it going? I'm like, oh, I don't want any. I don't want any. Oh, my God. It got to the point where I'm like, let's just go outside where there's nothing to break. There's nothing to spill.
Let's make mud nope. pies.
Yeah, let's go outside and chase the dog. And the dog's just like, no! Don't you send her after me.
Our dogs talk.
They do. They talk.
I know, I've talked to them before.
Mm-hmm.
They totally talk.
They're adorable. This morning, I took a photo of them while they were laying in bed. They were laying next to each other.
Were
so
they spooning?
Snuggling. Oh, it was the cutest.
Well, they Molly was like on top of Odie.
That's pretty funny.
Odie's yeah. probably like, blanket.
Yep, yeah, he was just like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm about ready to kill dogs right now.
Uh oh.
I spent all day yesterday cleaning up dog vomit. One of the
Bummer.
Dogs broke into the closet that we keep the dog food in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And I think she ate her fill of dog food and then spent the entire day yesterday puking.
What a butt.
And the other dogs were probably trying to help you clean it up.
No. It was that. I can't even describe it. I'll make myself throw up because my stomach hurts now. But I don't know. One of the other dogs crapped on the floor, and I stepped
Aww.
In at 4 a.m. And then I don't know. It's just been. I don't know if like the dogs, because I think dogs can get people sicknesses too. Like maybe they're all sick.
I'm convinced at this point because I've seen so many dogs throwing up after the last couple weeks. And I'm convinced that the dogs are getting sick just like people are.
Yeah.
Like, because I've seen a lot of dogs throwing up for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and this is just, I mean, I thought the dog ate a whole lot of dog food. It didn't seem like there was a lot out of the bag, but this was the food that she was throwing up, and that's not her usual food. So I knew that she ate it. I figured she just stuffed herself to the point where she was sick. But and then she threw up again today, and I didn't even feed her yesterday, so I'm now worrying about her. Do I have to take her to the vet? Is she dying?
Which one was it?
Jezebel. The one that we've been having to take to the vet anyway because she had an ear infection.
Oh, jeez.
Sucks.
I'm so sick of dogs. I love my dogs. They're my furry babies, but God damn it. When you clean up puke 10 times in one day, you just kind of...
You just sick
get
of them.
Over it. But at least it's not a kid. I don't have to deal with it for 18 years.
Right.
Not that you have to deal with your kids
18 years
shitting everywhere for 18 years.
Try for the rest of your life, man. And it's not just like literal shit. It's it'll be other shit later.
Shit too.
Yeah. At least when I deal with
don't envy you.
At least when I deal with shit at work, it's only for like a couple minutes and then the dog goes home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks
yeah.
when they get sick though.
Oh my God, I know.
Dog shit. By the way, it turns out that that there's hardly any viruses or bacteria that will jump.
Ah.
Hmm.
I didn't think there was. There's not a lot that's communicable between humans and canines.
That's why it was such a big deal about the bird flu and the mad cow disease and shit like that, because it's very rare. And AIDS, because, you know, it crossed genes from, or it crossed species from monkeys to people. And apparently that was because there were scientists who were trying to fuck with a virus, and they were using monkey pancreases, but they were also using, like, human stem cells or something. And so, like, they made it.
Whoops.
So AIDS is man-made, guys.
Wow. Yeah, all these people are going around like, oh, who's fucking monkeys and getting AIDS? It's like, well, it's a blood thing, so, I mean, people could have eaten the monkeys.
Right, exactly. Like, that's there's a Dave Chappelle bit that is fucking brilliant about that. He was like, people don't fuck monkeys and people. You either fuck monkeys or you fuck people. Like, you're not.
It's kind of, like, true.
Yeah. I'm not going to get some monkey pussy on Tuesday and then call up Charlene on Thursday. You just don't do it. That was on, I can't remember which one that's on, but I'll send you the link if you want to link it. It's probably one of my favorite jokes in the universe.
Speaking of AIDS, did you see that they have, I'm using air quotes, cured the second baby of AIDS?
Really?
The second baby, like a second baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of that AIDS shit.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah, exactly. It is about time.
And cancer too.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
That shit.
Cancer's such a broad thing, though.
Yeah.
All kinds of cancer. AIDS is one thing.
Dude, I'm telling you, they are making huge shit with cancer research.
Oh yeah.
Too, with stem cells. Like, I think I just read somewhere that they've actually recreated myelin or something with stem cells.
Yeah, motherfuckers need to.
People.
They need to get. I'm glad that people are getting less bent out of shape about stem cells now. But they really,
because you
really
don't need to harvest stem cells from fetuses anymore. Yeah. You can get adult stem cells from adult people.
Did you know that they well, like, one of the first things that they found out, and one of the reasons why they, like, went after stem cells so much, was because, like, when a pregnant mother has, like, some sort of like an injury or something like that, the baby will send stem cells to that area to heal it.
That's crazy.
I've heard about that, actually.
So they eat your brain, but they also
heal
your body.
It might have been from you.
I don't know if I've ever said that out loud to another human being before, so.
Well, don't take credit for my knowledge, Bill.
That's okay. Maybe you read it on your own with your own research on your iTelephone. You may have researched that yourself. Maybe you told me that. Maybe it was a dream.
Might have been a dream.
Can we move on?
I think it might have been South Park.
The episode where Cartman's gathering stem cells so he can clone the pizza place.
Makes perfect sense.
He did. He cloned the pizza place.
It makes perfect sense. I heard the game's really good, by the way.
That's what I hear, too.
Yeah. I've heard that some of the, like, most ridiculous, amazing shit in the universe.
On a South Park video game.
Yeah.
It's essentially South Park WoW.
Yeah. Or, like, kind of like Final Fantasy. The Stick of Truth.
Okay, yeah.
I used to play some weird South Park. It wasn't a game. It was like a chat room kind of thing where, like, every page you could go to the different places and you were a little avatar and you could move from, like, room to room and then talk to the people in the room. This was, like, years and years ago. Like,
That sounds neat.
During chat rooms and shit. And you could be little avatars of the South Park characters, or you could make your own avatars, and I made my own avatar, and she was all, like, gothy and stuff. You could design your own.
I remember when that became, like, a thing.
Yeah.
It was so weird. Like, that just seems like it was so long ago to me. It was, like, the next step above, like, IRC.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, chats and stuff. It was weird, but I always went on a South Park one.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. You could go around from, like, different scenes.
That's really nifty.
I don't know why I just remembered that. Obviously, South Park.
Yeah, that's neat.
Ba-da-da-da.
No. Nobody loves McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
No. I don't know why I just did that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
I'm really tired, so I think I'm getting loopy.
Woo!
I like loops.
I had like three sips of this beer and I'm like,
Oh, I'll finish it.
No, this isn't mine. Back off.
I'm hot.
Go away.
You.
We have an apricot wheat at the bar right now. It's really, really good.
It is.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, it's pretty delicious.
It is dang good.
Have you tried the Lancaster wheat? That's the strawberry wheat.
We had that on tap for a long time.
It's pretty
good.
That's
what we got rid
of. I got that at Garfield's a couple weeks ago. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. This one's at Ithaca Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
And we came up with a St. Patrick's Day drink where we drop a shot of blue carousel in it. Mm. And that's orange. And then in the apricot, it makes it green and really, really citrusy sweet. It's really good. We called it a Irish compact car bomb.
Irish compact.
Because it's girly.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I like making drinks up. It's actually kind of fun.
It sounds like fun.
It is.
What else are you going to do at work?
Yeah,
work?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that is part of your job, though, technically.
Well, kind of.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
You work at a bar, so I would assume. Yeah.
And for the first, like, 4 hours I'm there, we don't have any customers, so what else are you going to do? Nobody goes to the bar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, some people.
Alcoholics.
Not at our bar.
You guys are only open
Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
I thought you were opening on like Thursdays to do line dancing
something. They were doing line dancing during the summer, but they stopped when it got cold, and I don't know if they'll do it again.
That's kind of weird.
I'll come over and line dance a motherfucker.
I thought actually
you would.
I did learn one line dance.
Would you?
Or did you? I did, yeah.
My family and I used to go square dancing every Sunday.
Jesus.
Ew.
When we were younger. It was fun, and there was homemade ice cream.
We used to square dance in middle
homemade
school.
Ice cream kind of wins me over.
Yeah. We used to square dance in gym class, and I fucking hated it.
I thought it was funny.
I don't understand how square dancing is a thing, you know? I mean, like, I get back in the day.
For the same reason
whatever.
Line dancing is
I
a thing.
I don't get
like,
that either.
It's weird.
Because white people can't dance.
Yes. White people need something.
It was fun family time, okay?
Whatever.
It was actually one of the happier memories
I'm
of my life with my brother.
I'm not judging you enjoying square dancing with your family. I'm just judging the square dancing.
I thought it was fun when we did it in school. Like,
I hated it.
Oh, I hated it in school, yeah.
I hated any sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. In school? Yeah.
Yeah. I hated school and school hated me.
Yeah, you could.
Except for that 1 year the gym was being renovated, so we got gym credit for just like having study hall and occasionally playing ping pong.
Oh, that's
nice. I would have rioted until we played ping pong more. Ping pong.
And if it was nice enough outside, we got to go walk laps around the track.
Our senior year, we got to choose because there was four different semesters, so we got to choose each semester what we wanted to do for that semester.
Ooh.
Yeah, so like one of them, we decided to walk laps around the football field for the entire class. One of them, we played golf. I'm using air quotes because the gym teacher always hung out with the popular kids down at the tennis court, and we would go play golf.
You had a
like
tennis court?
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
And we'd go play golf like up higher up, and she couldn't see us from up there, so we kind of just set out the cones and then
didn't play golf. Nice.
She's like, I can't see you guys up there. We're like, I don't know how we set up the cones.
All you have to do is just yell four every now and again, and it's like,
we did actually. We would be like four.
Who was the dickhead who yelled five?
That would be Curtis.
Ah, fuck Curtis.
Fuck Curtis.
He did skateboarding for one of them.
That's interesting.
He's actually pretty decent at it.
Huh.
Well,
I don't remember what else we did.
He's no
yoga.
Tony
I think we did for one of them because you did yoga inside and it was in a completely different room. So we just sat there and watched the tapes.
Sounds like weird hippie shit to me.
And then every time she came in, we'd be like, la 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 la. Yeah, we're totally doing this.
Yes.
The warrior pose. I miss doing yoga. That was
the
one.
Did you just say
thing.
The Wario pose?
Warrior.
No, I said warrior, but I talk weird, so.
The warrior?
Yes, I do the Wario pose.
I heard warrior just because.
I figured that's what you said, but it sounded like Wario.
I have a dog yoga.
What would the Wario pose
calendar.
Look like?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You put your arms into like a crazy mustache or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
I have a dog and yoga squat. Pose yeah. poster calendar thing at work in the back.
You would.
It's really stupid.
Dog
looking.
Yoga is a thing and it's really dumb.
Really?
Yeah, people actually like pay people to do dog yoga on their dogs. I'm sure it's just some stupid rich person thing to like
people,
spend money
people
on.
Have asked us if we offer dog massages, and I'm like, get the fuck out.
You know what?
I'm like, no, we do not.
I'm going to stop being a bartender. I'm going to come work at PetSmart now that they allow tattoos and piercings. I'll be your dog massage therapist.
There you go.
Yeah.
Although, I can say if a dog has like hip problems and like hip dysplasia and things like that, mm-hmm. you can massage their muscles and things like that to make them feel better.
Yeah.
So that is a thing. But I'm not going to massage your regular fucking dog just because he's stressed.
What if it's an ear?
Your dog isn't stressed.
What if your dog is stressed?
Yeah.
Then a massage is not going to make them feel better. It's going to make them feel violated.
But how do you know? Because we can't communicate.
Yeah, did you talk to it?
I can fucking talk to dogs. What the hell are you talking about? I know exactly what they're thinking.
Sure.
I watched a video of this woman who claims that she can talk to any animal. I'm serious. She could talk to animals. There's a woman that could talk to animals that she tamed down this wild.
Is it Sylvia Brown?
No. I'm telling you, look
is it
up on YouTube.
Is it the wife of the dog whisperer? Because that guy's a dick.
No, she like she's doing shit in Africa and stuff. She like actually went to a cat rescue, like a big cat rescue compound, and like rehabilitated this black jaguar. Just by looking at it.
Weird.
Is that some real shit?
I swear to you.
That doesn't sound right.
I actually was kind of like teared up when I watched the video because it's one of those things. Like this guy like could not get this jaguar to like come out of its cage. And this woman, he brought this woman in and she like was telling the guy what the jaguar was saying. And then communicating back to the jaguar. But he came out of its fucking cage that night. I swear to God, it's real. Just Google woman talks to jaguars.
I mean...
Shit. I'm telling you, there's shit that goes on this fucking planet that we cannot explain.
I'll agree.
Yeah, definitely.
And my whole theory of, like, everybody's connected in, like, small ways, you know? You never know if there's people that could actually communicate with an animal.
Well, she needs to come to my house and tell my cat to stop hurting herself.
Yeah, well, did you guys get a thunder shirt then?
We did. You guys do carry cat thunder shirts.
What the fuck is a thunder
larges.
Shirt?
It's for...
We need a medium.
A piece of clothing you put on the dog to like calm them down.
You guys
down.
Were out.
Like thunder word. Meaning...
I can
like
let you know when they come
moves,
in.
Word.
Yeah, we got a small. We're going to have to take it back.
Okay.
Kayla told us they were returnable, so...
Fuck you.
She don't
they are returnable.
Shit.
No, they're returnable.
That's stupid.
And I'm kidding.
I don't know, Kayla.
Kayla's a nice person.
She is.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, thunder shirts, yeah, they kind of hug them.
Yeah, they're like little fleece vests with Velcro. It's supposed to like hold them and make them feel less anxious.
That's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
Is. Mixed reviews.
It's complete opposite reviews. I've either heard I love them, I swear by them, I love them, mm-hmm. they're fantastic, or these don't fucking work. There's no middle ground. I've never heard a middle ground.
Word.
Wow.
But it really depends on the animal.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Yeah. Speaking of like things to buy for your animals though, like I bought a gentle leader for Molly. That it's a harness that goes across their chest.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like you said General Lee.
Yeah. I was like...
Gentle leader.
There we
you
go.
Bought her a car? You bought her General Lee?
I did. She drives around all the time in it. She looks awesome. In her leather jacket.
Anyway.
And
her Daisy Dukes.
And her Daisy Dukes.
with the rebel flag.
Oh, yeah. Because the one trainer told me that she really recommended them, and I'm like, I always tell people all the time, I'm like, yeah, they're fantastic, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
But I never tried one on my dog, because I was just like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it can't make that much of a difference. Yeah, we put it on, and Molly went from barking and insane to, oh, yeah, I'll totally walk with you.
That's crazy.
What the hell, Molly? Like, one freaking piece of cloth is going to help you walk through the entire store without acting like a nut.
It's just one of those
apparently
yeah
like right away
is
immediately.
It is it one of those ones I think dogs don't like having any pressure on their chest.
Yeah, it puts pressure across her chest and then like it goes under her belly and around her back, and then there's a hook that goes on the front of the chest mm-hmm. that leads her shoulders in
either way.
Yeah. Instead of pulling on her neck head.
Yeah. Instead of pulling on her neck. It gives you a lot more control over her, and she understands more of where she needs to go. Hmm. And I think it also made her feel more secure, because a lot of the reason why she barks is because she's stressed out when she's in public, because it's her way of saying, hey, don't come near me, I'm really tough. But in reality, she's like, oh God, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Because she's just the most nervous dog in public.
I'm so scary. Molly, you're scared of me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Molly is a completely different dog out in public. Yeah, she's awful.
Not anymore. Now with that piece of cloth.
Nah, with a piece of freaking straps and I don't know, whatever.
That's pretty cool.
I got a cool discount on it, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, fuck.
Was it cold as ice?
It was cold as ice.
Are we just doing one? Or are we doing two?
Oh, I was under the impression we were doing two, but we can.
We could do two. I don't care.
Okay, I didn't know.
Leave it up to the sick lady.
And then we're doing.
Chris and Andrew are recording tonight as well.
That's why I was just trying to fuck them. Nah, just
we're here all night. And we're not here all night.
I don't know if
I'm doing a 24-hour podcast. Okay. I'll be back later. No. God, that's a terrible idea.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
dude, I would be so tired and I would kill you all.
I've got a backup.
Can we do one where it's for charity? Where you just get a bunch of people in the room.
I don't think we have enough listeners to do like a charity kind of thing.
We'd have to let Jeff organize that.
It would have to be every podcast, though. You'd get every
with Dave Ross.
You'd get everybody in here. You'd get people from like Delusional Loners and Serving Ice and everybody in here. We would have to do it
and
for
the
like
Nerdist and Mark Maron and
hey, we are getting there, Bill.
Yeah, I'm just saying that that's what we would have to do.
We have Dave Ross. We're getting
We have a Nerdist podcast host coming to our town.
That's so fucking crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's the town.
Has Chris Rao thrown up yet?
Probably.
Poor Chris.
He's threatened it several times.
I know.
I would imagine that it's already happened. I'm feeling pretty zen about it until like the day it'll happen. That's when I'll lose my fucking shit.
I keep passing by. I put the poster in the break room and I keep like passing by it every day and I'm just like, holy crap.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a couple of those and I'll put them up at the bar.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm gonna go down to the next time I go to Sunbury, I'm gonna take the rest of what I have and just go walk and
plaster them.
Oh, it's the Edishins. Here,
you
need
this. Anybody in Sunbury is gonna know who Dave Ross even
I'm sure
is.
That there's well
there's gotta be one guy
there's yeah I'm sure, sure that there's some
maybe put him in Seelan's Grove
free comedy
Lewisburg.
Night though yeah. I mean with like an actual lineup it's not an open mic.
I would definitely plaster Seelan's Grove with that too.
Yeah, college towns.
Yeah,
people in Sunbury are gonna have a
we keep
clue.
Forgetting to take one down to like Emma's because they have all kinds of flyers and shit in their windows.
Word.
Maybe even Lewisburg.
Yeah, that too.
The LB.
I think that would get Bucknell kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a bulletin board at like Zelda's or something.
Certain of it.
Coffee house.
That's what we should do right now.
Yep, let's do it right now. All right.
We're going to leave
Sunday
and,
night.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, hey. That was a fun walk.
Remember we got chased by the cops?
Yeah. That was
God.
Awesome.
And that thing you did to lose them, that was great.
Yeah.
Genius.
I'm so smart. Just got a lot of... I got a lot of experience losing cops. No, I don't. That was so silly to say.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Whoa. All right. I think that's going to...
That's enough of that.
Yeah, you filled up a post-it note.
That's I did. Because I forgot to take notes like the last three times we recorded, and I'm just like... Fuck, what did we talk about?
There were things, I know that, and
like,
stuff.
Last episode, I genuinely had no idea. For the blog post, I'm like, enjoy the mystery episode.
I don't know.
There were words that happened.
And then somebody said something about something we talked about. I'm like, oh yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yes.
Now I remember.
There were things.
Yeah. So, if you want to buy books or thunder shirts or gentle leaders... You know you won't buy them from Amazon.
You know you do.
Get them from Amazon.
You're going to shop on Amazon anyway. Don't even fucking lie to me.
Yeah.
For real.
You do it. I know you do.
Everybody does.
If you don't, you really should. Having things delivered to your house is the best thing ever.
Yes. Yeah, no shit.
Yes.
You don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah.
Everybody
loves
that.
So, for that convenience, you can go shopping in your underpants.
Undies.
Oh, my favorite.
But if you go to thepopularoutcast.com before you go to Amazon... and you click on the purple Amazon banner after you clear your cookies, or you go into incognito mode, then you can shop.
You're
and then
undies, you probably are in incognito mode.
More yeah. than likely.
Let's be real.
Yeah. We know what that's for.
Yes. And then, you know, you do your shopping, we get money. Help us out, man.
Yeah.
Do it.
Help us out.
It's like the nicest thing you can do.
That's the greatest thing you can do.
And tell all your friends to do it too.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends
and don't
to tell
just,
their friends.
And don't just and say you're going to do it. Please just do it.
Do yeah. it. Do it.
Tell
don't
all
do
of
it.
Your
you
friends.
You won't do it. Do it.
Tell all
it
of your friends.
It literally only
friends.
Takes a second.
Yeah.
Literally.
1 second.
Not just figuratively.
Excuse me.
So, Aislinn. Don't you take credit for that, Bill.
I know.
That
I was covering. I wasn't
taking
credit.
It's fine. I'm not a sensitive lady type.
Really?
Really? I didn't know that.
Surprise!
Oh, you fooled me.
All right. I'm done with this episode.
Yep.
All right.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.